It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than throwing a big party and having the power turned off. You can join our chat room. I still got it. The best laugh I'll get all night. There it is. Opening second. That's all I got. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com and clicking live broadcast. Or you can go to the Facebook page, the Davin's Den Facebook page, and watch us. And use that chat. Your choice is yours. Audio is usually better on the internet radio version on davincomedy.com, but there is no visual. So if you want to see two beautiful faces in mine, by all means, watch us on Facebook Live. Let's see. So we got our pal Joe Curry. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
And we have the queen of the throne, the lovely Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Everybody.
On the show, many in the United States feel the media is biased towards political parties, whether it be Democrat or Republican, depends who you watch. But how do other democracies feel about their media? That is the question Joe posed to me last week, and I did not have an answer for him. But, you know, usually I assign homework, and you guys never do it. But I assigned myself homework, and I did it. So I will tell you what other countries, our allies, Western democracies, what the folks feel about their media and some of the laws they have in place. So we can discuss that. I think that should be interesting. Also, also on the show, the Trump campaign alters photos of Joe Biden to create an inaccurate image. The Trump campaign is a post removed from Twitter and Facebook for posting fake news. New York City set up random checkpoints for those entering the city to see if you have COVID-19. L.A. is not a place to party in anymore. You throw a big party, they're going to shut off your power and water. We're going to meet Donald Trump's favorite cartoon character, Yosemite Shmuel. I'm very excited. That's Yosemite Sam's cousin. It'll be Yosemite Shmuel's first appearance on the show, so I'm excited for that. I interviewed Frank Vignola, the creator of the Good Karma Comedy Festival, so we will play that for you guys later on. And scamming scammers, we have my teammates are torn. We have a house divided here because last week, I mentioned to my beautiful scammer Carolyn Fuchs, who's a Forex scammer, that an ex-girlfriend had appeared, and Pip felt this was going to cause problems. And she was going to be jealous. But Joe thought, no, she's got her eye on the investment prize. This will not cause any problems. So we will see which one of these two is correct. So I guess I must address the turd in the room. So Pip, you will be in and out tonight? Is that what I'm led to believe?
Yes, I will be in and out, so to speak. Colonoscopy got postponed until tomorrow morning, which means, unfortunately, I will be doing prep now.
So what happened? The doctor wasn't drunk enough today? He's like, I got to tie another one on for an endeavor like this?
Hold that thought. No, actually, it was a little bit of a snafu because facility that I was going to have the testing done in can't do it if you have a defibrillator, which our listeners know I now have, and so it has to be done at the hospital, so it had to be rescheduled. But it had to be rescheduled within a tight window of opportunity.
Really? How tight is that window? How tight is that window, Pip? There's been a lot of work done up there.
Hold on. So where you were going didn't have a defibrillator?
No. I have a defibrillator.
You have a defibrillator? Oh, okay. Oh, inside of you.
Inside me, yes.
Oh, okay.
So if you have one, for some reason, it's their policy not to do the testing there. They'd rather you do it at the hospital, which is all equipped for all kinds of shenanigans. So I had to reschedule, but because you have to have a COVID test, and you have to go and have this done within a window opportunity right after the COVID test, tomorrow morning's my last time period that I could get it done. So, like, I couldn't wait until Thursday or something. So that means prep tonight, which means now.
All right, so we got a couple things to talk about here. First of all, I don't think I've spoken to anybody who's had the COVID test. So how was that?
You know, as I said last week, that my doctor said, oh, you will cry. So I was prepared for the absolute worst.
Yeah, but hold on. When I signed you to this show, I told you the same thing.
And yet I did the show.
Exactly.
And I'm still here.
You're a tough battle axe.
I've had a couple of cries.
As well, you should have. We've all cried a little bit, especially in the early days. All of us have been in the rape shower at one time or another.
Yes.
Look at Joe. Joe's got a puss on his face like a body was buried, and he doesn't know if he dug it down deep enough. Like a toe might be sticking out.
You got to understand, I haven't stopped since 7:30 this morning. I'm actually decompressing. This is essentially the visual. You know, when I would come up there, I would just sit there as soon as I would walk in for about maybe 15 minutes. And then I said, and I was trying to let now people could actually see it. I'm not pissed. I'm not walking. I just need to chill and just settle in for about maybe 15 minutes.
All right, all right, all right. So let's go to Pip's. Let's go to Pip's holes first. The nose. So.
So my tight window. Apparently. You know, you only have a certain amount of time, so...
I think you have 3 days, right? It's 72 hours. Isn't it 72 hours?
No, because I had the test done on Thursday, and I was supposed to have the COVID test, to be clear, and I was supposed to have the colonoscopy today, but...
They got you coming and going. They got you coming and going. The old card table.
I know. So tomorrow.
By the way, this is the worst porno ever. This
I
is
know.
Brutal. Stick it in her nose. Make her cry. This is awful.
No. Well, you know what they do is I'm sure other people have heard, but they take an exceptionally long Q-tip and they stick it up your nose. Now I went to the drive-thru, so I'm in my car and the woman is standing at the window. And she's like, okay.
You know, there's nothing. Hold on. I don't like this whole drive-through concept. You know, they should redo the Flintstones, and instead of him going to the drive-through and getting that huge rack of brontosaurus ribs, just have somebody fucking stick a dino stick up his fucking nose. Because you got to reach through.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, you gotta reach through a window. It's a very awkward angle. Have you ever tried to reach into a window and grab somebody out? No, okay, just me. But either way, it's a very awkward angle. It's not. I feel like you should be reclined or something so they can have better access.
No, it wasn't.
Pull up. Is it like the regular drive-thru? Welcome to the COVID test. Can I help you? Yeah, could you shove a big stick up my nose? What size stick? The longest one you have, because they're going to be shoving one down my throat and up my asshole. I got to come in.
And the large fries.
Drive around, please.
And can I get a large fries with that? Fuck, they ruined the order. They forgot the fries, and they put in a small Q-tip. What the hell?
No, you know what? It was remarkably like going to a drive-thru for food.
And the COVID.
It's like when I went to the Wendy's drive-thru later, and I asked the lady to shove a big stick up my nose, she was a little confused. But I remembered where I was.
You should. I love the COVID. You know, over 5 million served and counting. The COVID is great in America.
Well, it was funny because I had to bring my ID. And
so you could vote. You could vote too. That's what they should do. They should you get your COVID test, you register to vote, you do it all. You bend over, they give it to you in the ass. Everything covered. One-stop shopping. This is the future of America. This would not be great again because we haven't had it, but if any president could bring this to us, I'm all in. I never have to leave my car. You're up my ass. You're in my nose. I'm getting food treats. I'm very happy with this.
You know, at my polling place, you used to be able to have little bake sales for because it was at a school, and there was always a little bake sale in front of the voting booth.
Well, that's
excited because I was going to get to have a cupcake and vote.
That's how you get the kids to vote. You know, people make a big deal out of dead people voting. Now they're taking their eye off the prize. Forget about the dead people voting. They're not really much of a constituency. You never hear from them again. But the kids are the future. That's why you got to get them 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You lure them in. It's like Joe with his creeper van back in the day. You lure them in with the candy. You do what you want. You get the vote that you want. And you drop them off around the corner. This is how democracy works, people. Look at Joe with the creeper eyes. There it was. He knows. He's a felon.
he knows how it works. No, the thing is that it was, I drove to, they had a drive through, it's hard to explain. It was like, it's like a little house, but it's like a doctor's office, but it's in a little house, but there was a side street, so they would make you
park up. Who was your
park
doctor, the Keebler Elm?
It wasn't a tree. I said a house.
It sounds like it sounds like a drug deal. Did anybody follow you? Kick. Come in. Make sure nobody followed you. We got the good stuff. We got the good long Q-tips.
Now, there were other people, actually. If they had a tent out in the driveway, and you had to park on the side street, and then somebody with a clipboard came out and made sure that you had an appointment and that you had all your stuff with you, and so then you pull into the driveway, and there were two lanes under a tent, and the person came over and to get your ID, and you had to show your driver's license, and they scribbled it down, and you had to register for this, so they already had all your other information. Then you go to the woman who's, you know, got the business stick, and
the business stick.
There's two of them waiting for you tomorrow, too.
She's like a goddamn shish kebab. Which business stick you got? Which end are we doing with the business stick? Poor Mr. Helix is like, but I have the pleasure stick.
Yes, but there was no pleasure involved.
The business stick.
I turned and I looked out the window, you know, and she comes over. And so then she says, okay, you know, I'm just going to, if you have to sneeze or cough, turn. And she points towards my dashboard that way. And I'm like, I'm going to have to sneeze or cough? Like, what? Uh-oh. So she shoves this Q-tip way up my nose. Oh. And it's sort of like, you have to, like, scrunch your eyes closed. For some reason, it's just like, I felt like it was really uncomfortable. And I scrunched up. And it's like itchy. Not really tickly. It doesn't hurt. It's just, it's the weirdest sensation. You've never had anything that far up your nose before.
Mike Messina from the band had it done. He said it was very like a crunchy sound, and I go, "That's probably all the snot that's been up there since 2005."
That's why you need the snot shovel, Joe. Give us a pitch on the snot shovel.
Exactly.
I didn't hear the crunch. I was waiting for the crunch because my doctor said I'd hear it.
Oh, no.
I was just all scrunched up, and it went in, and then when she pulled it out, I instantly felt like I have to blow my nose right now. And so I grabbed a tissue, as I am always doing on the show. I can't help it. And she goes, no, don't blow your nose. I don't know why, but I was like, okay. So I just like dabbed in my nose. And then she comes with the same stick and goes in the other side.
Wait, they got to do both sides?
Marinating your nostrils.
Yep, it's a twofer.
Why do they have to do both sides?
I have no earthly idea.
That's some bullshit. I've never heard that before.
I had not heard that either. I thought I was all done. So I thought, oh, I can blow my nose. I can do whatever I want right now. So then when she said, no, don't, okay, ready? And I'm like, I thought we did it. She goes up the other nostril. I was like, this is new.
And then she's like, bend over. And you're like, okay, yeah. I guess.
And I said, okay. No. No, I thought it was okay then. Oh, damn.
This sounds terrible.
I pulled out onto the side street and had a little smoke.
Yeah.
Thought about my life.
Like, I feel like we just heard about the first time you had sex. I feel like that's the journey we took.
You know what the funny thing is? At rehearsal on Wednesday, rather, Mike is telling the story when he went, and then he looks at me and goes, "You should go." I go, "Nothing of what you said is enticing, okay?"
You should go. You should go. Like there's a whore on the corner that looks snaggly tooth but gives great hand jobs. No, no, Joe, I know it sounds terrible, but you should go. Why should you go?
Why would you want to do this?
Fuck him! You should go! This is supposed to be your friend? Fuck him! He's trying to replace you, Joe. He's trying to get another keyboardist. We've seen this move before. You can't trust these lead singers named Michael. You fucking watch yourself, mister.
Oh, and by the way, I saw your face today. One of them came out of the woodwork,
actually. Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't work here. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, Joe. I'm having an issue over here, I think. So just hold on. I want you to repeat it, but... the fuck? I don't know what this is going to be tonight, but... Go again, Joe?
Yeah.
What's that?
Joe. I just want Joe.
Yeah.
Okay,
can
go on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
All right, so, one of my... a band leader that I used to... in a band I used to be in... came out of the woodwork to comment on Davin's post. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I gotta look at this later.
He chimes in every so often, and it's a very easy slap down. I mean, look, he chimes in with these political posts, and it's like, really, dude, stop. Yeah, because I posted something about Kamala Harris, whatever, and we'll get into Kamala shortly, but he immediately went into the slut shaming thing, which I feel some of them are going to go to. I don't believe Joe will go that route, but I've already seen. It's like, really? You want to go slut shaming when you got Trump and the first lady was a porn star? This is the route? So, and I just laid off all these things why he should not go slut shaming, and then he just went in a different direction. I'm like, okay, I can't. Stupidity does not live here. I can't. I'm not entertaining it anymore. I'll have a debate with Joe, because more often than not, it's not stupidity unless we go down the path of stupidity. But usually we do that together. More often than not, it's a good debate. But I can't do it with intellectual midgets. I'm not doing it anymore. I've had enough. There are certainly things you could critique, but come at me. Let's go.
That was against gun control. A Democratic president. So I put down Obama with trying to explain my point, but I had to go to the chiropractor. So I get back home. It's like, really, Obama? So that's going to be your take on that? Now, the thing about it is that due to this show, you have to show all work. And to get back at this guy, I was going back to get some facts over Democrats that are against gun control. And over the weekend, I was going to get, and I didn't have a chance. I had other stuff to do. But it bothered me so much because we're just so conditioned with us where you just can't post that and just go, yeah, Obama, that I'm like these other people that do shit like that. Now I get into another debate about something, and I got to work on that debate. And I get that done. Then I go to look for this guy to see if I get it. And I don't see the post anymore. And I'm like, well, this has been Saturday. And I go, and this is like almost 12 o'clock at night. I was starting to do research. I'm like, I gotta go to bed. So it's funny where people can post stuff like that and have no problem with it. But it bothers me that I did post that, but I didn't do any follow-up on it because I just got other shit.
But, Joe, if the post disappeared, I take that as a victory for you. I put that – he probably – you might have been the first one who took out the little Jenga piece, and other people might have piled on. So I think you get that victory. That goes in your win column.
No, because it wasn't a well-fought – if I did, it wasn't well-fought because due to the nature of it, I just posted Obama. And then they came back at me. And meanwhile, I'm coming back from the chiropractor. Now I got to do chores. Now I got to do this. Now I got to do that. And I never got back to it. But it was on my to-do list. And I was telling Joe's girl.
There's a whole bunch of Democrats. I mean, listen, and gun control is a very broad term. Gun control is a very... None of them are coming to take your guns. But, I mean, Bernie Sanders, for the longest time, was on the outside looking in as far as liberals were concerned and gun reform because he didn't want to hold the gun manufacturers liable. I mean, it really the way to handle that is, well, what do you mean by gun control? Which he probably wasn't expecting such nuance.
Well, what my whole game plan was, is I looked at Obama, and Obama had... That's not much. I was going to look at Clinton. But then I was going to delve deep. But see, this is where it turns into a fucking project. And it's just what we're conditioned from this show.
So yeah.
Good.
I look into other Democrats. Other people in the Democrat Party that were radical about it.
But Joe, I take that as a compliment because that makes you a more informed citizen. Whether you and I are on the same side of an argument or against it, either way, you're a more informed citizen.
You know me, and you saw my response today in regards to the Jesse Owens thing.
And I responded back.
I didn't get a chance to read it, but however, you know, there was just my opinion, facts, and this, that, and the other thing on it. I didn't just go, well, that's the way it is. We're conditioned to that, okay? So for the simple fact that on this other page I just posted Obama, I just look like another rube that just posts one thing and then goes away. And I don't like that because it's a bad reflection on me and what I, you know, try to do. And whether people agree with my argument or not, there's stuff there.
I feel like just posting Obama on a Trumpster's page, I feel like you trolled him, Joe. I don't even think you engaged in a political argument. I think you trolled him. I think you triggered him, my friend.
I don't think I did. And he's a comic too. And other comics that, and he's a Long Island comic. So all the Long Island comics, you know me, know my act, know of our show, know, you know, and my leanings, and this, between the show, my things on debates, hanging out, having a drink at the bar, you know. And just for to post that is very, you know, out of character for me. And I just posted it with, let me put this, and then I got to go to the chiropractor. I never got back to it.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? You should write on your, you should tag him on a post on your page and go, and furthermore. that way you can continue the argument that you
if
so badly won.
I'm going to leave it there, but if I can find it, I'm gonna just put it there.
I would move on. I think there are better ways that you could spend your time, but I admire your willingness to do some research and have a thought-provoking conversation.
Thank you. And you understand. Okay, good. I'm glad you said that because you know how I operate. Basically, I throw, you know, I like I said, I didn't see your response this afternoon, but I said that about Ali, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, and I gave my, but you know,
I even gave you some credit on there. I said I've seen how much Joe likes Ali.
I found, and your point was valid because basically when we showed up at the Muhammad Ali Museum, I'm figuring it's going to be a small little thing, and then I see this, you know, how big the building was, and I'm like, what did he do? And then you see, you know, and like I said, there was, you know, you walked up to me at a couple of the exhibits, and you're like, how you doing? I go, I'm going to be here for another 20 minutes because I'm reading through everything. So I found it,
yeah.
You know, I found it fascinating on that, you know, with everything, which led to the discussion. But like I said, I take the, you know, I try to take the time. I try to bring up some points and stuff like that. And it just, like I said, if I knew the thing, you know, my weekend and when I would get back, I never would have posted anything.
That's
and I always say that there are some times where I look at something, I don't have the time. I don't. And there are some things I look at and I go, I got the time, and I misjudged that one. I actually didn't.
There are some people on my page, some of them left, some of them right, that are just exhausting, where I just go, all right, I can't, enough. I am no longer interested in seeing how my conversation is going to turn out. I have lost interest in my own conversation. I no longer give a shit.
Well, the funny thing is that Jay posted, and this is obviously last week before Kamala Harris was picked, but JJ posted something about Trump, about Trump can't say, you know, phrase something right or whatever. And I posted, I go, do you think Biden is any better? And he goes, and I forgot what he said, but I wrote him, I go, JJ, I go, you know where we both lean. I go, how thrilled are you about Biden? He goes, not that thrilled.
No, no, it's a shit show. And we're going to get there. We're going to get there very shortly. No, it's fucking awful. Here's the difference. Here is the difference, in my opinion, between Democrats and Republicans. I'm not losing liberals and conservatives. Trump will say ridiculously stupid shit, and Republicans will try to twist and turn and defend and try to make sense of it. Joe Biden will say ridiculously stupid shit, and we just roll our eyes and go, shut up, shut up, stop talking. Like, we don't try to defend it. I'm not going to defend them. Like, just stop fucking talking, you moron.
Well, it was hysterical this morning, because on Tuesday mornings, the WOR has Alex Christianos, the commentator for WABC, on. And he's right-leaning, but he'll tell it like it is. So what they did with him at the end of his segment, they go, all right, Alex, explain Trump explaining of the virus back in 1917 to World War II. And he explained it, but tongue-in-cheek, don't get me wrong. So it was hysterical the way he explained it, because it was so tongue-in-cheek, because you can't fucking explain it. But he did such a great...
That's what...
Around. It was all in jest, the spin he put on.
That's why I don't understand when people want to go after Biden and, you know, dementia, competency, whatever the fuck it is. It's like, dude, this is not the argument you want to have.
Why do you think I want to see the debate, like I said last week? It's like... Who knows where this country's going, but just for the sheer entertainment.
With the two of them, we're fucked. Either way, providing Trump or Biden live another 4 years, one of them's going to win. Either way, in my mind, we're going to go at least eight years without hearing fucking intelligence coming out of the most important position in the country. And you know how I value intelligence. So whether Trump wins or Biden wins, I'm just going to go, I can't take it. Stop fucking talking. Go away. It's going to drive me nuts.
Because what you're going to hear is Trump saying that the dinosaurs were at fault for the Depression, and then Joe Biden is going to go, I lived through the Depression story, and I never saw one dinosaur. You don't want to watch this.
All right, so you're like fucking Nostradamus. You want Nostradamus? All right, you're a fortune teller. You want me to disagree?
I mean, look, listen to me. You guys know my story. Christ, we're even trying to sell a treatment on it. You know my life since I was a kid. That's where the humor comes from, you know? I mean, if you could paint jokes all over the fucking thing, you could deal with it.
Oh, my. The two of them. All right, before we get into that, let's find out about... Because we're going to get into that a little bit. We're going to talk about Harris. We weren't planning on, but she just got named Biden's VP choice. We're going to talk about that in a second. But before we get into that, we've established Pip's first hole, her nose hole. Both nose holes penetrated, violated. You are negative, dear? We assume you're negative?
Negative.
Very good.
God,
very good.
Good girl.
So now we go to the hole that really gets the most action out of any hole on the show. On the show. Hole for hole, pound for pound, penetration for penetration. It's Pip's asshole. That's
right.
It is busy there.
I'll tell you what, they're talking about, you know, Cuomo and Trump talk about, you know, building a new rail system from LaGuardia and the city and everything, and Kennedy. I hope there's a stop at your ass, because there's a lot of action there.
I should start taking tolls.
You should. It's easy ass. Thank you.
It's very busy.
Thank you. Thank you. Easy ass. Nothing.
Well,
nothing. All right, fuck you both.
Easy ass.
No. Fuck you both. It laid there. It died a death it did not deserve. Fuck you both.
No. It deserved to die.
No.
No, it was good.
It's a little late now, Miss Chuckles. How many bad jokes do you save on Joe? But not you. Just let that die. Ugh. All right.
It took me a second to process.
Yeah, because I'm a thinker.
Not for nothing. I had one last week. I forgot what it was, and it just laid down. I'm like, yeah, we heard you.
Welcome to my world.
Stupid, are you?
Wow. I'll tell you what, it's no fun in that barrel. I'll tell you that much.
No, it's painful.
It's awful.
Yes. So speaking of barrels, tell us about yours, dear.
Well, I think I'll have more to tell after the experience, but I've had this done before, and there's really nothing about it that you even know, because they put you out, and it's just, you know, they have their fun without you. By the way, this is just by accident. I bought this new laptop, and the keyboard does not have behind the key lighting like my old one did. And I kind of like sometimes to not turn on the lights and just work on the computer in the dark, but I can't see the frigging keys. So I have this little reading light, and I just looked at it and I realized this is my scope for tomorrow. It's got
really?
Two different
what?
Sides. Yeah. It's like a little Here, I can use this. I can do this at home.
I bet that smells like shit.
This is the colonoscopy side, and here's the endoscopy side.
Oh my god!
There you go.
I can't. So, I don't.
At least if it looks like this, they won't mix up the cameras or use the same one.
Why don't you bring that with you, and they'll get a little chuckle before they put you to sleep and shove a tube up your ass.
Maybe they'll knock some money off the bill because she's bringing her own tools.
Maybe.
Bring Joanne with you. Like I said, you want to get in there.
No, that's your burden to bear.
Actually, this is what could be used for the COVID test.
Yeah, that COVID test. That sounds terrible. My wife's going for one in a few weeks. You know, let's hope she's negative because I don't want to have to go. So, you know, fingers crossed.
It's not terrible. It's really not. It's a little uncomfortable for a second, but it's really not awful.
What were you fucking with my pitch in college? How I talk to women? Were you fucking eavesdropping? It's not terrible. It's a little uncomfortable for a second. Get out of my past, woman.
Boy, that was a foot race to that line.
Yeah, but I won. I'm back, baby.
You got it.
To
the
victor
goes the spoiler.
Woo! All right.
The worst part of having a colonoscopy by far is the preparation, because the stuff that you have to drink and the aftermath.
You make it sound like it's Chernobyl, like there was an accident and nobody could go there for the next 2,000 years.
Yes.
Have you ever had to do a prep?
No, I have not.
You will.
Well,
fuck you. Fuck you.
Dear friends.
Dude, you're 5 years away. 50 years
this.
Away. 5 years away, man.
This is the enemy.
What is that, barium?
No, it is... Suprep Bowel Prep Kit. Sodium sulfate, potassium sulfate, and magnesium sulfate. Oral solution. God help us all. This is really bad.
They should call that analese.
It is analese. And once it starts kicking in, you all of a sudden get this, ooh, look on your face. And it's like, here it goes. I was in the bathroom, and Mr. Helix was very... Oh, you can't even see what it says on the bottle on my camera. But anyway, Mr. Helix was very excited because I had ordered some masks, and they came today, and I had ordered him one with a skull face. And so he was like, you know, I was on the throne, and he goes, oh, can I just come here for a second? I want to see what this looks like. And I'm like, dude, no. No, because...
There's no other mirrors in your house?
I was like, I just took that stuff. Go away. Go away. Because the horrible things were happening. And, you know, there's very little mystery left in our marriage. But, oh, for the love of God, get out of here.
Should make a scat film.
Yeah.
Make a scat film. Yeah, all right. Real quick, having to do with nothing, but we talked about it last week. Sturgis, they had the rally. I got to tell you guys something. Bikers lose all fucking street cred when you're packing the house for Smash Mouth. I'm fucking sorry. I am sorry. When you're risking death over Smash Mouth, Hey now, get your game on. You're not, go. Stop it. Stop it. Get in the fucking Kia like I fucking drive. Put on the seatbelt. You're no longer. I listen to cooler music than that. Smash. At least get Iron Maiden or Judas Priest or Metallica or fucking something. Smash Mouth. What's the matter, fellers? Was Duran Duran booked? Ugh.
I know. It's really not exactly the top of the hit parade you would think for that crowd.
You
what they probably did was whoever booked it said, well, get Smash Mouth. They'll do the gig. Well, what do people say? Nobody's going to show. It's the middle of a COVID.
Smash Mouth is like, yeah, we need the fucking work. We don't give a shit.
We don't give a shit. Yeah, whatever.
All like the real fucking bands are like canceling their tours. We'll see you 2021. Smash Mouth's like, no, fuck yeah. We nobody's going to hire us if everybody's working. So we'll fucking do the gig.
Yeah, we'll go up. We'll do all our hits. Well, that's fine. We'll figure out what to do yet.
Do you want the radio edit or the MTV edit? Do you want the one from the soundtrack or the album version? Here's the extended version. Ugh. Ugh. They packed the house for Smash Mouth. You know what? Now you deserve COVID. You deserve the COVID now. I'm sorry.
If there was anybody that's trying to wear a mask, it's watching Smash Mouth.
I do have to
say. I don't put
the
masks on. I don't wear them now.
Yeah, fucking hide.
Be watching Smash Mouth.
Hide your face in shame. So embarrassing.
No, but I do have to say, in their defense, of which there is little, that we're so desperate for entertainment.
No, I get that. But you're a biker. You're supposed to be like a badass. I don't buy into the vehicle you ride makes you a badass. But whatever. A lot of people do. You can't have Smash Mouth. I'm sorry. No. What's the matter? NSYNC was booked? Ugh.
I know. It's really kind of strange.
You need... You know what? You
need NSYNC.
Yeah, you need somebody who rocks a little bit. I mean, even Limp Bizkit's going, really? I mean, come on, guys.
Limp Bizkit has no... Oh yeah, but Limp Bizkit has no, room for saying anything about anybody.
But that's what I'm saying. They were on the same level. I could be making the same jokes if Limp Bizkit was playing Sturgis. Is that really what we're getting over here? Ugh. You're like, oh, we're a badass. We don't need fucking masks because we're seeing Smash Mouth. Ugh. Ugh. You know what? Tell me you're seeing Motley Crue's reunion tour and you're risking death. Tell me how Hetfield and Lars and Metallica's playing and you're risking death. Tell me Anthrax. Tell me you're going to get the disease and the band and COVID-19. You get... but don't pack the house for Smash Mouth and they're like, oh yeah, we're all packed in, you losers, you. You know what Smash Mouth is? Smash Mouth is like the third band on like a second level city summer festival. That's what Smash Mouth is. Smash Mouth is...
And that's what you do. You'll wait for the hits and you'll work taking a leak around them. Because you have a couple of good shows, but it's not a time to take a leak, you know?
Yeah! Smash Mouth is like the Cranberries, okay, but really, we don't need to pack the joint and risk a disease for it. I mean, if you happen to be there and it's free and there's no risk of personal injury, sure, I'll attend. I got nothing better to do. I've seen everything on Pornhub. I'm a little chafed. I'll go see Smash Mouth. But don't let that be the highlight of my festival and you have us all like we're rocking to fucking Smash Mouth. I can't.
It's true, though. I mean, like you said, yeah, whenever there's a festival, you plan your well, should we go get something to eat? Well, who's on? Oh, yeah, we have plenty of time. But you plan your time around the good acts. I think that Smash Bros. Is pretty much a go-to-the-bathroom kind of act, usually.
What's the matter? Were the Spin Doctors booked? And I have Spin Doctors albums. But, I mean, really, is that where we are? Was the Spin Doctors too fucking busy?
You want to know something? If it was the Spin Doctors, that might be more biker-conducive. But every Spin Doctor song sounds like the other one.
Yes! You know? Yes, it does! Fortunately, they're all pleasant.
Like the other. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, here's where you get a little bit more credit for Smash Mouth than if the other choice was Hootie and the Blowfish, who I like better, by the way. But if you're bikers and it's Smash Mouth and Hootie and the Blowfish, you go, well, at least Smash Mouth sounds like it should be cool. I didn't know. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I tell you, if I was a drummer, I would love to play in a Spin Doctors cover band because you just play one drum beat through the whole fucking night. That's like just one drum beat. So, go to the tom. No. Well, you're going to hit. Nope. Every tune.
Little Miss can't be wrong.
Yeah. Well, Tom says, I can't defend that part, but at least they tried to make up for Smash Mouth, easy for me to say, with Fozzie and Jackal.
Fozzie
and Jackal?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Fozzie is...
Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
Wrestler.
Chris Jericho. And that band's pretty good. Now, Jackal, the owner of... he used to have the saloon that they have. It used to be a TV show. I forgot the name of the saloon. Is owned by the lead singer of Jackal. They play every year.
Jesse James Dupree. I've seen Jackal in concert. Here's where I'll give you, if you're a biker, I'll give you street cred for Jackal, because Jackal's the only band that I know of that plays the chainsaw as a musical instrument. I'll give you street cred for Jackal.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
One of the big biker bars there.
Okay, all right, so that makes sense why they were there. But Smash Mouth is probably more well-known, but if you're bikers and you're badass, you gotta be pushing the Fozzie and the Jackal. You can't be pushing the Smash Mouth. Now, maybe that's the news. Maybe that's the news trying to make them look like losers. I don't know, because Tom telling us about Jackal and Fozzie is the first I heard of this. Although I would admit, I did not look at the Sturgis entertainment itinerary. I will admit that. I was not that heavily invested. But, all right.
But like I said, I wonder what the position was, because basically, yeah, I would go, Fozzie's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Jackal's a cool band, you know. So maybe they put, you know, Smash Mouth in the middle, which is a good time to go crash back out of the tent, you know.
Listen, man. If I'm the bikers, and I want to convey that I'm badass, you got to have Jackal playing with the fucking chainsaw, Lumberjack.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you tell CNN, go, listen, you're going to cover this shit right there where we're doing Lumberjack with the chainsaw. That's what you cover. I want you covering that. Forget about Smash Mouth. I want you covering the chainsaw. And then you go, wow, those guys are pretty badass.
Right. As a matter of fact, COVID would be floating around going, aren't we going to go up people's nose? No, hang on. I want to see these guys. Yeah. COVID would just hang out.
No, I mean, it's not every day you see a band play a chainsaw. There's something very cool about it. I've seen it live in concert. It's very fun.
You know what? I think that Joe, the ex-lumberjack, is really rooting for the chainsaw band.
No, well, here's where I'm rooting for the chainsaw to fucking slice up Smash Mouth. That's what I'm rooting for.
In Rotgut. When we first did a couple, like our debut shows, I would chainsaw a keyboard in half.
Really?
Full keyboard. Yeah.
I'd like to see footage of that.
Oh my God, I would too.
Yeah, it was a whole bit I did that. Like I pretend, and it was like these old keyboards that were no good, like weren't even working, obviously. So I pretend that the thing wasn't working, and then I pull out a chainsaw and cut it in half on stage.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Would make it more badass? If there was like a little 10-year-old girl playing like the toy keyboard and you just fucking grab it from her and chainsaw it.
I'm gonna look like a dick.
Yeah, well, that's what we're going for. You're already dressing around, walking around in them fucking moo-moo. Let's fucking go all in. All right, so Tom fucking saved the, but I know, I think Tom rode, I think Tom's ridden before, so that's probably why he had a vested interest, but we'll ease off on the bikers a little bit, because they had Jackal and Fozzie, as opposed to,
yeah, they got a pass.
Not a full pass, because Smash Mouth was still there, but, but somewhat of a pass.
You would say, you know what though, if I was a biker and I was sitting watching Smash Mouth, you're hanging out for those guys. My chick likes him. I want to hear shit. But you know, so
No. The cameras were on, and a bunch of middle-aged white guys are putting devil horns like Smash Mouth is the coolest shit in the world. They had no pretense. They honestly thought this shit was cool. They were not being ironic, Joe. They were all in. You know, if you tell me, if you're standing there in the corner with a puss on your face, go, my chick likes it, I still think you're a little bit pussy whipped. But I go, all right, fine, whatever, he wants to get laid. That's fine. But we go, rock on to Smash Mouth. Nay, 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 nay. You've established who you are, and now we all know.
All right, so if you pan around, the guy that's just hanging out with his beer, with his chick there, all right, the guy there just holding his beer with the chick dancing. And look, he gets a pass.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, you still think a little less of him, but you go, all right, fine, I get it. We've all been there.
Yeah.
But when you're like, rock, oh, I love this song. Get your game on. I'm an all-star. Are you?
Yes.
Are you really?
Fox.
What's the matter? Uncle Cracker was booked. We couldn't get Uncle Cracker, so we got Smash Mouth? Ugh. All right. All right, so Tom gets the fucking save on that. Yay for Tom, his fucking contribution off of 3 months off. Fucking ruins a perfectly good rant.
You made his day.
All right. So, you know, we weren't going to talk about this, obviously, but it just happened, so we'll get everybody's opinion real quick. Joe Biden named Kamala Harris as his choice to be vice president, his running mate. I'll just say, Liz, I wasn't heavily invested in any of the people that were up for grabs. I thought a lot of them were qualified. My experience with Kamala Harris is watching her on some of the Senate hearings, and she can just, like, dismantle people's arguments, which I make no bones about it. I like intelligence. I like people who can dismantle an argument. You know, I like to think that if I finish my legal training, I would be something like that. I bring elements of that to the show, but then I mix in a dick joke. So really, I'm more comedian than the lawyer at this point. But I like intelligence. I honestly think she's the most with it out of the four of them, between her, Biden, Trump, Pence. I think she's the most with it present right now. she's the one that I don't fucking cringe when they talk. And not because Mike Pence isn't intelligent. I think Mike Pence is intelligent. I just can't take all the ass kissing anymore. That's all I can. And I understand why he has to do it. And I understand he made a political calculation. I get it. I just don't want to hear it anymore. So, you know, I like Kamala Harris. I think they're going to try to paint her as some far left thing, because that's what they want to run against. They want everybody to be AOC. She's not. She got flack from the left because she was a district attorney and attorney general, and she prosecuted people, and that's why a lot of the black people did not rally towards her in the primary, because they didn't like that, for whatever reason you want to say. But they're going to paint her as far left. She's not far left. She's like Biden. She's a moderate, so that probably helps him again in the suburbs, where some people, like, we've had conversations. I know Joe's going to vote Trump, but I know Joe has expressed concern that, you know, it's going to be somebody far left, like an Elizabeth Warren or whatever. This is not that. They're going to paint her as that. They're going to paint her as that, but she's not really far left. So for me,
no.
I like it. I like intelligent people. Listen, I look back, I like George H.W. Bush. You know, I didn't necessarily agree with all the politics, but he was an intelligent man. I like intelligence. I like intelligence in my life. I like intelligent women, and then sometimes I've talked about it. It's fucking enough. I get it. You're smart. Do you have to argue all the time? I get it. I fucking get it. Like, I tell my
wife, gotcha.
No, my wife's default is always no, to disagree, and then I'm right. I'm like, would you stop? You always have to disagree, and then you double back to I was right. Can't we just go to I'm right? Why?
No. You were right.
You are right there. But so for me, I dig it, and I tell you right now, and I've seen it on some of my Facebook friends. I've not seen Joe do it. I don't think Joe will do it. But I guess she might have gotten into politics and slept with a married man. I don't really know, to be honest. But there's this story, like, back.
There were allusions to that.
Okay. So when she was in California and like a DA, she was like slept with like a mayor or something. I don't know what it was. But I'm telling you right now, just from first of all, you don't want to go slut shaming when Trump and Melania are 1 and 1A. That being said,
really?
Women are really important to this election, whether you're Democrat or Republican. If your tact is to slut shame her, you really think that's going to help you get more women? If you're a conservative, yes, some conservative women or Republican women, they don't give a shit. But the ones on the fence, do you really think they want to see you slut shame? They're going to be turned off, just like they got turned off when people tried to slut shame Melania.
Oh, you know, and here's the thing, and this is what I've said about Trump. Okay, I looked at some of her her policies. There's stuff there I don't agree with. However, with that being said, I'm not, you know, I mean, she's a very intelligent, well-spoken woman with you know, a very good track record. To bring, I'm not voting for somebody to teach Sunday school. Okay, I've said that for Trump. So for me to tell you repeatedly, when you've called me on the carpet with something, I said, look, I'm not voting for somebody to teach Sunday school. I'm not going to sit and call out Kamala Harris saying that she slept her way to this and she slept her way to that. If she's done a job with the agenda that she's had, you know, then that's fine. You vote for her on her merit.
That's fair.
Because a woman can do the same. You know, when it comes to physicality and physical jobs, I don't think women could do the same job as men in a lot of jobs. But when it comes to jobs with smarts, intelligence, a woman can do the same job as a man can do.
Well, I mean, actually, if we look around the world, Joe, when it comes to handling COVID-19, a lot of the countries that have been run by women have come out a lot better than the countries run by men. I mean, I'm a guy. Guys, but you know what? I'm fine with letting a woman run the show. I'm fine with it. She's intelligent. I would have been cool if McCain would have picked an intelligent woman. He just picked somebody who wasn't ready for the spotlight she was in. I don't think we're going to have that problem with Kamala Harris. I think she's ready for it. I think now Elizabeth Warren was very far left, and I know you would have had a lot more problems with her. But as far as intelligence, she's right there. So I just welcome intelligence. I just want intelligent people to run the country. So that's why I'm fine with this. I wasn't really concerned with any of the choices. So I'm going to let you have your critiques of her, Joe, and then we'll get Pip's view, and then we'll take our break.
Like I said, there were things on the platform that I'm not thrilled about. Several of them are. The minimum wage. I feel that the $15 minimum wage should be dictated by. That's going to put a lot of businesses out.
Okay.
Because they can't afford to pay that. Reparations. She wants to study reparations. Basically, we're several generations removed. I don't feel reparations is really an issue. I really don't think we should go that route. Students shouldn't have to take on debt. I'm sorry, you know. I mean, if you want to go to school, you have to choose wisely. You have to choose with what you can afford. Expand or fix existing debt relief programs on student loans. You could, but still, you've incurred this debt on what you picked to study, and you should be responsible for that debt. Same as if you get a mortgage. Same as if you buy a car. The Electoral College.
Well, Joe, I don't. You're on a roll. I will just say though. We tend to forgive a lot. I've been making the argument all along. We tend to bail out companies like the airlines and the banks and the industries. So I just have a problem. We're banking out all these corporations and we're not going to bail out people. I'm all for personal responsibility. What you say speaks to me on some level. I totally get that. I just don't like it where if you're rich or you're a corporation, we're going to save your ass. But if you're poor and just trying to struggle to get by, sorry, sucker, you're on your own. So that's where you and I may part ways. But I understand.
There were some instances. We'll have a quick chat. Some instances where you bail out the auto industry.
We made money on that, Joe. We gave them the money, but the taxpayers made money back on it. I have no problem if we're going to bail out, quote unquote, bail out the airlines yet again, but we make it so it's advantageous to us. That's just doing business.
That's all right.
I got no problem with that.
Bailing out the cruise ship industry.
No, actually, we did not. We did not. Trump had mentioned it, and I did a little research because I thought we had. We did not bail out the cruise ship industry.
Because none of those ships, not a one damn ship, is registered in the United States. Maybe if you're a line that does lakes, you know, cruises the Great Lakes,
sure,
or something like that, because those ships have to be U.S. made and U.S. flagged, obviously, because they're in the interior of the United States. So we got that. The Electoral College, she wants to disband that. Endorsing, urging Americans to eat less meat on the way to combat climate change is sort of Green Deal-ish.
Well, we should eat less meat just for our own health. That's why we should eat less meat, especially red meat.
But still, you know, if you're starting to infringe on what we want to eat.
I don't think she's going to Bloomberg it and, like, fucking legislate what you can eat. I don't think she's going to Bloomberg with the fucking sodas.
Yeah.
I mean, even for me, that was like, I remember when that happened. Like, really? We're legislating soda now? How much of a big gulp I can get? That's a little much, Bill. That's a little much. Now, what happens if half of it's filled with ice? What happens if it's cubed ice or crushed ice? How much the soda to ice ratio in proportion to the cup? Because if I have mostly ice, it's not really like a big gulp. It's just like an average medium if it's mostly ice. I need to know this.
Yeah. You know, on some of her things on illegal entry, repeal the statute, won't support funding for the wall. Now, here's a couple of things that I do find interesting is transportation, boosting infrastructure spending. Now, we've had this conversation for, Jesus Christ, what, 4 years?
Probably since the show started.
Yeah, infrastructure spending, and basically, I'm for it.
As am I.
They need to pursue that because basically, economist has said one way to boost the economy is boost the infrastructure. Which
you know that has really been a disappointing aspect. Well, for me, there's a lot of them, but one of the disappointing aspects of the Trump presidency because it's something he ran on, and Mitch McConnell has fought Obama on it, and he didn't want to do it with Trump. But Trump had wielded so much power within the Republican Party. It really would have helped. It would have helped the Republicans. It would have helped Trump. It would have helped the country. It really is a shame that we just keep on falling further and further behind with our infrastructure, whether it's a Democratic president or a Republican president, that it just never gets done. It's a shame. We're very a lot of our places are very third worldish, and it's an issue. But go on.
Also on the infrastructure, and I'm calling from the bench on this. I think Trump trying to get a lot of red tape on construction projects. I think some of them are the infrastructure. And I think just trying to clear the lead, you know, where it says, well, it takes 7 years to get all the red tape cut on getting something done. Why can't we just do it in two?
Well, from what I've seen, what much of what he wants to cut is environmental things. And that is going to undo a lot of the positives because God forbid you have a spill of some sort or there's damage. First of all, people are going to lose their lives. You're going to get sued for millions and millions of dollars. You're going to have to shut shit down. It's better to do it. Now, there's certainly, you know, some things are probably a little too liberal. I get it. But there's got to be some, like, happy medium. You can't just slash rules.
Pork?
You can't just slash all the rules that don't let you, like, kill the whippoorwill. I'm butchering it.
Well, we're going to even go a little further sideways. I don't know if you read this. There is a big lithium deposit, and they were starting to get ready to mine lithium to make batteries for cars and stuff like that. And they hired an environmental company to take a look at the environmental impact. And they turn around and go, well, there's a certain bird that lives on this, and this could be a problem. So they do, you know, so it's interesting. Keep your eye on that because I know you're always, got your nose in the news. Keep your eye out for that because it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out if they could actually mine on that.
You know? Well, I'll tell you one thing. If Biden wins, I'll be very surprised if there's mining on that. I could be wrong, but I'll be very surprised. And if Trump pursues it, it's going to get tied up in court for a while. But he's put a lot of judges on the bench, so he might ultimately win. But that is certainly interesting. So we agree that we want some infrastructure. We would like something done.
Cammy said that the word that you were struggling for is protections.
That wasn't the word, but thank you, Cammy.
Oh, I thought that was.
No, if I knew the word, I'd say it, but I know that wasn't it. You know, it's like when women would, like, see me. They couldn't figure out what it was they didn't like about me, but they just knew I wasn't it. That's the same thing. Same thing with me struggling with this word. All right, Joe. You want to do a little bit? Want to do a little bit more, or you've said your piece on her, and then we'll get
just two other things, and we'll move on. She wants to slash the defense budget. So I don't know if it's slashing it is the word. I think taking a bigger look into it.
I'm in support of that. You know, let's spend it on things that we need. Let's not waste it on shit we don't need.
Yeah. So depending on how the defense slashing. Corporate income tax. He wants to reverse the corporate income tax cut, which I believe is not a good idea. I believe because it doesn't, with the extra money, there's no investment into the companies and stuff like that for evolving a company. So I'm not.
Now, what would you say if you went with my idea and others' idea, where it goes back to what it was, unless you commit to doing business in the United States? You're a certain amount. You have to employ a certain amount of people in the United States, and then we will give. Then you get to keep the rate. What about something like that?
I would agree to that.
Okay.
I would agree to that.
Okay.
You know. And last but not least, don't use tariffs to pressure countries. And I think basically sometimes you have to. You know, if you've been getting away with murder, sometimes tariffs help.
You know, that's interesting. Traditionally, the liberals were in favor of tariffs and the conservatives were not. But Trump likes tariffs, so everybody kind of flipped on that. It's kind of like an interesting thing.
Well, the conservatives like it because basically, you're making money with stuff overseas and stuff like that, so the commerce is there. Basically, what it was is Trump just seeing what how a lot of the trade deals were not well.
I don't want to get into the weeds and the trade deals and stuff like that. Just wanted to get Kamala, but okay, very very good.
But now with that being said, I disagree things on her agenda. However, to slut shame her and to bring up cons in regards to her being a woman, I think is absolutely stupid. And in this day and age, is actually is archaic. It's ridiculous.
I think. Listen, man. I think she's going to be hard for Trump and Pence to attack. They have people doing opposition research. I just hope they're not going to go with this. Oh, she's a California liberal, or try to slut shame her or that type of shit. Because it's just that time is past, man. And you're not really attacking the right person. I'm sure there's things you can attack her on. I would hope they would go after her record.
Another reason that she was picked. Is that for the media, for your CNNs, and your New York Times and stuff like that? She's more they endear her more than they would of another candidate, which was brought up. So
I haven't heard that. That's interesting. I don't know. I don't know if that's
saying that they were saying that to say, because obviously you listen to the news shows going home. So basically, from what I read, because I had to do, obviously you got. Gave it to me at 5:05. That's why I got home.
I'm sorry, Joe. Joe Biden didn't fucking give me the heads up.
Well, he should have. That's another reason I'm not voting for Biden.
Biden was going to, but he forgot my name. So,
regardless, in the research for this, basically, I was going through some stuff, and there was a consensus for the media where she is more, the media will endear her more than the other candidates. So that's a plus on that side as well.
Listen, man, I just look forward, and then we'll have Pip have the final word. She's frozen on her screen, by the way. But
I'm here audio wise, but my screen, I've been trying to get back on. It'll happen.
How are you doing rectal wise?
Funny.
You know what? So far, so good. I got a lot of.
All right. No. I will fucking mute you, Joe. I do not want ass updates throughout the show. No.
Like I said, I think she's live. She's just afraid to move.
Okay. All right. Pip, what are your thoughts? And then we will take our first break.
Well, I mean, aside from going, through the whole platform or anything, I think that she's a really, really intelligent woman, and I've seen her dissect people in the Senate, as you've said, in hearings, and she's just a, I like the way her mind works. I like the fact that she was a prosecutor and that she can really see both sides of an argument, because that's what lawyers are used to doing. I think she's really smart. I think it's, you know, great to have another woman in, you know, to have her in line for the presidency should something happen to Biden. I think that she's a really great person to have as second in command. I think she would be good to be able to talk to him and between the two of them come up with some good thoughts and some good programs for the country. I'm pleased as punch about the choice.
I gotta be honest with you. I'd feel a lot better. I just thought of this now. I'd feel a lot better if our choices for president were Harris versus Pence. I'd feel a lot better about things instead of it being Trump versus Biden.
Now, if you feel, if they do not win because people feel that they're not ready for a woman president or a woman of color president, do you think in the next election cycle, we had this about Buttigieg, where I liked him, but I did not feel that in this election cycle we were ready for a gay president. So do you feel if she does not win, do you feel in 4 years that she would give another run as another presidential run, because maybe the climate would have changed where we might be ready for a woman president, well, a woman president of color and or a gay president?
Well, I will say this. I think as far as misogyny goes, the country has come a long way from 2016. Forget about what you think about Hillary Clinton, her qualifications, what she is as a person. Forget about all that. If you look back at the coverage and the talking points, there was a lot of misogyny. Oh, yeah, like words like ambitious, like it was a bad thing, or people. There's two pips now, or like some people like would call her the C word or whatever. I don't know, one for each nostril. I think the media realizes how they covered her now, so I think Kamala Harris is going to get covered more on her merits and her record, kind of like you just did, Joe. And I think they're going to watch more how they cover. And I'll be disappointed. I won't be surprised, but I'll be disappointed if the right wing media tries to do the 2016 Hillary playbook. I think we've evolved from that. I think the Me Too movement has something to do with it.
Yeah, I think also with Hillary, Hillary was a carpetbagger that was so fake and phony. She was. She was a carpetbagger who was so fake and phony and so not endearing and cold. And just phony.
She had issues as a candidate. That perception was she did. Listen, I never said. Listen, she was not my ideal candidate. I did not vote for her in the primary. I voted for her in the election. She was never my ideal candidate. But listen, the thing, and I said time again, the thing about Hillary, there were some very real critiques and shortcomings, which are fair. And then there were some things that were made up. She was 30 years in the spotlight. That being said, the way she was covered was misogynistic. And I'm hoping we don't do that. I'm hoping we just cover Kamala Harris on the facts, on her record, and let her sink or swim with that. If she comes up wanting, if she shits the bed in a debate versus Mike Pence, let's cover that. Let's cover the fact that Mike Pence owned her in a debate and just focus on that. If the fact that she knows what she wants, good. I would hope all four of them do at this point. At the level that these four are playing with, I would hope they all know what the fuck they want.
Here's another interesting facet. When you said debate. Will Pence and Harris have a debate? Will Pence and Harris have a debate? And Biden and Trump not have a debate?
Well, I think Pence will only have the debate if Mother is allowed to be in attendance. He's not allowed to be with a woman by himself.
Oh, that's a deep cut. Yeah.
People are joking about that, but I think there's more to that than meets the eye.
You know what? It was kind of interesting. Now we talk about, I think it's going to make Pence very uncomfortable. Because he does have these weird hang-ups. I shouldn't say weird hang-up. It's part of his religion. It's his beliefs. I take that back. He does have these beliefs with his religion. That makes that certain beliefs about being with a woman, not, I don't mean sexually, although I'm sure that's there too. I don't know. I think that's going to be difficult for him. Because I think he's going to be worried about how he comes off. He knows he's got the boss looking over his shoulder, though. I think it's going to be very interesting. Listen, I think Kamala Harris is very smart. Yes, to answer your question, Pence said when they heard the news, he said something, you know, I look forward to debating you, something like that. So, yes, they're going to have a debate. Trump and Biden are going to have three. God knows why. It's like the Police Academy movie. The first one was good. We didn't need a bunch of fucking sequels. I'm going to be watching the Biden Trump debate for comedic content. I don't expect to learn anything. I don't expect to be blown away. Go, well, that was really well said. Well, I mean, each one might say something.
Well, here's going to be the difference between the Harris and Pence debate and the Trump and Biden debate. The Harris Pence debate, you're going to sit there with a notepad. The Trump Biden debate, you're going to sit there with a bucket of popcorn.
Yes, you're right. Very good. You're right. Listen, here's what I hope. I don't think we'll get it because Mike Pence has shown he's pretty much owned by Trump. But I hope we get to see Mike Pence be the best version of Mike Pence that can be, and not just parrot party lines that we all know is bullshit. I hope he gives Harris a run for her money. I hope he tests her. I hope he makes her fucking sweat, because that's better for the country. Because I know Harris is going to make Pence sweat, and I know Biden and Trump are going to be sweating for different reasons, because they can't fucking remember their name or what war's going on or where the hell they are. The two of them are fucking lost.
The popcorn.
Yeah, I was wondering, Joe, if you were going to ask me what my take was when he said something to the fact that Latinos have a lot of diversity, but African Americans don't. I was wondering if you were going to call me on that, because I was going to have to pick my tact. I was going to have to go, well, am I going to go the Joe's devil advocate or what I really think? The devil advocate version is, well, African Americans, they're coming from the same continent. It's all African. And Latinos, they're coming from multiple continents and islands. That's the devil's advocate version. The real version is, shut up! Shut up! Stop fucking talking! What are you doing? You got this! Go in the fucking basement, you moron, you!
Those debates, that's Trump Biden debate. Cancel all appointments.
Ugh.
Cancel all appointments. That's going to be the biggest comedy this fall.
We're going to long for 2012 Romney-Obama. Say what you want about either candidate. Say what they both had their pros and cons. They were both intelligent men. They both knew how to speak and convey their thoughts, and did not seem like they checked out from time to time. So, I really feel like I'm going to get dumber the more I listen to Biden and Trump talk to each other.
Now another thing that I just thought of is how's your squad? You know, your AOCs and stuff like that. How do you think they're going to respond to Harris? Do you think they're going to call her on the carpet for not being more left-leaning?
There's going to be that. There's going to be that behind the scenes. But you got to look. Yeah, there's going to be that. But what's the alternative? Kanye?
Right, I think what's going to happen. I think what's going to happen is that they're going to lean on her to be more left-leaning. Pelosi, as much as I hate her, is probably going to get on the phone with them and tell them to back the fuck off.
Let me tell you something. Pelosi's one of the fucking, if not the smartest person in D.C., one of the smartest people. They should really just let Pelosi run the show. People say, well, Biden's a puppet. If he's going to be a puppet, let him be a fucking puppet for Pelosi, because she's fucking smart. I know the Republicans hate her. They hate her because she's fucking smart. But, no, that's why I said Kamala's not left-leaning, and AOC needs to shut the fuck up and get in line. Kind of the way Lindsey got in line and Cruz got in line and Rubio got in line for Trump. Listen, this is the dog we're going with to the fucking dance. I mean, I posted this today on Ryan Maher's page. You know, it would be nice if our politicians had conviction, but they don't. They don't have convictions. So shut the fuck up, AOC.
I think a lot of time, and like I said, I do not like Pelosi. However, her controlling the far left, I'm assuming there have been plenty of times that the phone has rang to AOC and the others in the squad with the first thing, you listen to me, and you listen to me damn good, you know?
Yeah, because she's smart. Because she doesn't have the type of control that Trump has on the party. She has a different type of... They realize she's been there forever. You know, take that for what it's worth. But they realize she's smart and she's been there, done that. And I know in 2016, we had a choice between experience and something new. And we went with something new, for better or for worse. Some people love it. Some people don't. You know, this year, we don't have that choice. It's the guy who's currently there and the guy who's been there for a long time. It's experience versus experience.
And also, basically, as left-leaning, you know, as left as she is, and her absolute disdain for the Republican Party, if you're...
Hold on. I don't know that to be true. I don't know how she feels about the Republican Party. She praised W. Bush. She said, you know, as much as we disagreed on policy and everything, I could talk to him and we could get things done.
Okay. Let me rephrase myself. The absolute contempt and disdain for the Trump administration.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Right. That's fair.
I'll give you that.
if you are the far left, and that phone rings, and it's her, she is a person that can't stand the Trump administration, is left-leaning, but however, you knock it the fuck off with this far left shit. You know, and you're talking for somebody, let's say there was something with comedy, and I wanted to try to do something with comedy, and you call me up and go, listen to me, it's stupid to do the blah, blah. You've been doing it as long as I have, you've been in the trenches with me. You telling me something has a lot of validity.
Thank you.
You know, due to your experience in the business and how you perceive something should be. You know, and in the political way, I think her gathering, you know, the four of them up and laying the boom on them, I think is helpful to keep the party, the left the party centrist.
The best thing Trump could have done, I mean, there was a lot of things he could have done differently.
There could have been a book called that.
If he would have figured out a way to work with Pelosi the way Reagan and Tip O'Neill did, obviously it couldn't be that good, but if he could have figured a way to not make it personal between the two of them where they could actually get some shit done, he would have a lot easier time right now because at the end of the day, the president gets credit for the accomplishments. So if they could have actually worked together on some shit, he would have been better off.
Both parties have changed so much with the advent of social media and all of this and the internet and stuff like that, where those days of Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan are over, where these guys had their firm opinions, but they sat and they worked shit out.
Because, you know what, here's the problem. The politicians have to stop playing the fucking social media. They got to stop playing to Twitter and Facebook. They don't. And this is where you might like Biden, because Biden, and I think he's fucking delusional here, but Biden seems to think he can work with the Republicans. He seems to think that he's going to be able to get deals done like Reagan and O'Neill did, and Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton did, and we know that they did not like each other, but they still got shit done for the country.
And he still got things done, yes.
So listen, nobody's working with Trump. The Democrats aren't going to work with him, and Trump has no desire to work with them. With Biden, if McConnell fucking stops with the nonsense of one-term president thing, you actually might get some shit done. You might get infrastructure done. You might get some stuff done, because Biden wants to work. Obama wanted to work with them too, but at least McConnell and Biden have a history, so maybe, fingers crossed, they can get some shit done. Because at the end of the day, I have no use for the people that want to own the libs or own the conservatives. I have no use for that. I just want shit to move better for the majority of the people. And how we get there is obviously going to be different opinions. But if we all have the goal of what makes us all better and all stronger as a country, and how we can do that, and have a passionate debate based on facts and policies as opposed to fucking Twitter wars and personal attacks, we do better as a country. We have fallen off the cliff as a country. We're going to cover that very shortly when we get to the media part, some interesting things.
If whatever candidate, vice president or president, comes out with that exact statement in a debate, as opening statements in the debate, or closing statements in the debate, that would change the tide of the election.
Well, I mean, Biden said that stuff during the primaries, and the left was like, "What you talking about, Joe?" I mean, Biden wants to work with the Republicans. He's been there for fucking ever. I know that's used against him. Fine, so be it. He's been there forever. He remembers when the Congress used to work for us. He remembers when the executive worked with the Congress, even if they were from different parties. That's how we do better. We don't do better by spiking the football and laughing in the face of conservatives or laughing in the face of liberals. Because you know what we're getting with that? We're just fucking spinning our tires. We're falling behind. We're falling behind educationally, infrastructurally, militarily. Countries are fucking having their way with us because we can't get our shit together on the most basic thing because everybody wants to win the day's headlines. Listen, it's one thing if me and Joe fucking say outrageous shit on things because we're doing an entertainment show. And if we say fucking stupid shit to each other, it doesn't matter. But I don't want my Speaker of the House. I don't want my president. I don't want my members of Senate, Congress. I don't want my judiciary. I don't want them doing the fucking backbiting and the name calling. And I understand that was part of the allure of Trump. Tell it like it is. Blah blah blah. Say it the way we say it. You know what? We're a bunch of assholes. I don't want a bunch of us running the country. I say it all the time. I want somebody better than me running the country. I don't like feeling superior to the president. I feel superior to this president on so many levels, and it bothers me. And like I said, it's not a Republican or a liberal thing, because I look back on George Herbert Walker Bush, and I can look at, that was a man, even if I disagree with his policies and how I get there, there's so many things I can respect about the man and what he did for the country and how he served the country and how he held himself during campaigns. I can respect that. I'm so tired of...
Well, like with Trump, like, you know, like I said, Trump does his Trump. But Trump says stuff. It's like when your buddy walks into the green room, shit like that.
Yes! Yes! I'm tired of having the comic in chief. I'm tired of that shit. And he doesn't write new material.
You decide to wear this one shirt to a show, and you walk into the green room, and it's like, what the fuck? You know, the door, what the fuck is that, dude? Yeah, and the other guys are like, "You gonna wear that tonight?" You know.
But that's why I said I would. One of the reasons why I said Pence and Harris would make me happier, because I really feel if Mike Pence was left to his own devices, and I don't think I'd agree with him on any fucking policy, but I think if he was left to his own devices, he could run a respectable fucking campaign where he could talk about the issues that he believes in, and we could get away from the name calling, and America could actually make a decision without all the clouds and bullshit about what direction we want to go, and we could all go, okay, that's where we're going, this is how they won, it wasn't name calling, it wasn't underhanded. You know, Mike Pence won because these are the values, and America wants to go that way. I can't take any more of this name calling. I can't take the petty shit. I never thought it was very fucking funny. You know, small hands fucking Rubio, whatever the fuck it was, and then Marco has to like take a crash course in comedy. And you know, of course, the first night out, he fucking shits the bed because the first time you do jokes, it never works.
he went to the club and he went to graduation night. You know, and there was a bunch of congressmen there, so he thought he'd be very funny. And he's like everybody that graduates a comedy class, you know. They do the workshop, and then they do the graduation show. And, wow, this is what it's like. And then they do a Wednesday at Hansel's and want to blow their fucking head off.
Yeah, and he walks off the stage and goes, well, my wife thought it was funny. No, stop it. Stop it.
They get in front of the pool table and be funny.
But listen, but that, all that being said, let me understand. Funny. Let me make some... I know the way I look at politics is not the way the majority of the people in this country look at politics, whether it be the left or right. I understand, you know, they called Obama too professorial. I like that. I like intelligence. I get that. I'm not like America is really a bunch of fucking groupies. Whether it be left or right, we just want to fucking hop on that dick. We want to hop on that famous dick. I know I'm different, so I guess what I'm saying is I wish more people were like me. But that's not the case. Well, you know, in this matter, it wouldn't be so bad if we could just look at the issues and, you know, may the best policies win. It'd be a lot better than who has the most fucking Twitter likes. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think I think it's going to be the way it is. Come on, Joe. Speak. I think it's going to be the way it is for years to come. We've already made the bet on it. You know,
you might be right, and I will tell you if that's the way we're going to go. It's going to get worse. I don't need the Democrats coming in there and doing shit to own the conservatives. And trust me, there's going to be a lot of wanting to do that after the past 3.5-4 years. There's going to be a lot of wanting to own the conservatives. Oh, yeah. I'm not looking for that. I understand. That's like a temporary high. Yeah, we showed them. We won. But what are you going to fucking do for the country? What are you going to do for the people? That's what I want. I want somebody to govern. I want some policies to make sense. I want input from the left and the right, because I really do think if you take ideas from both parties, you come up with a better solution. That's what I want. I understand I'm not going to get that. I'm fully aware. But that's what I want. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of the fucking nicknames and unintelligible people talking from the Oval Office. And I realize, like I said, if Biden wins, I'm going to have another fucking 4 years of unintelligible nonsense coming out of the Oval Office. I understand that. I'm just tired of it.
A lot of Democrats too. Like I said, JJ, our buddy JJ is very left leaning. We had a little chat on Facebook. You know, I posted back and forth, and I said, JJ, couldn't you guys pick any better of a candidate? And he's like, dude, I know. What can I tell you?
But you know, but the same thing could be said for Trump. I thought there was much better candidates. I mean, you know, if Chris Christie didn't have the whole fucking Bridgegate thing. And then hanging out on the beach after he closed the beach. Yeah. I mean, Chris Christie was for a long time was a very popular governor.
No, he wasn't.
For a while, it was. Then it went to hell. Then he pissed off the cops, and it all went to hell. Once he lost the cops, once a Republican governor loses the cops, it doesn't go well. But he certainly had a skill set, and there was others. You know, but whatever. They pick who they pick. It's fine. So all right. So there we go. That's enough. That's more than enough. More than I wanted to talk about with this nonsense.
That was a very good, very good discussion. One thing led into another.
Well,
they were very good.
Yeah,
Joe, I want to thank you for being a Trump supporter who was able to have a good argument with pros and cons about why you like her, why you don't like her, and you know, I thought it was very issue oriented. So. Thank you on my behalf. I don't know. Maybe people would have liked you to slut shame her, but I don't know. But on my behalf,
you might have to write a letter to that comic that I was arguing with on the Obama thing. Joseph does do his research and is very thought out.
I've done that on my page.
Probably just one word.
I've done well. That was bad, but I've done that on my page. I give you credit. At least you fucking try. Now, there's times when you're arguing with me on here, and I know it's pure passion, and there's no facts, and that's when you go with your rainbows and unicorns. And my whole argument is everybody loves rainbows and unicorns.
Times, yeah.
But my argument is everybody loves rainbows and unicorns. Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
But if
there were magical stars and green clovers, I would have that as a breakfast cereal.
Absolutely, but I do appreciate the thought you put into it, and we'll see. Harris Pence 2020. That's let those two be at the top of the ticket, please. No, not together on the same side. Maybe Joe and Don can both slip on a fucking banana peel, and we can have Harris for his Pence. Please, could we be so lucky and get those two babbling buffoons off the fucking stage? I can't take it no more. Okay. All right, we got new music. Let's do new music. We're going to do that. Because on the break, I'm going to tell you about...
Nice segue.
On the break, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the media and everything. And I think you guys will like what I found out. Some interesting stuff. But on the break, we have new music from Graham Coe with Moment in Time and Hide and Seek with Bright Light. And you can learn more about Graham Coe at Fluttertone.com. First time we've had Graham on the played Graham's music. Graham Coe at Fluttertone.com. And Hide and Seek, you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. So here's our first break, short musical interlude. We'll be right back.